conversations about racism can certainly be divisive, but they can also reveal solidarity. Residents of Whitesburg, Kentucky, recently found themselves in the midst of their own racial reckoning. It came after one of the county's highest elected officials criticized Black Lives Matter protests in a Facebook post. Reporter Sydney Bowles of WMMT has this story about the community's response.
Terry Adams is the Letcher County Judge Executive, and he posted to Facebook shortly after a peaceful protest in downtown Whitesburg in support of Black Lives Matter. In his post, he called the movement, quote, a nonsense issue, and said racism didn't exist in Letcher County. The people playing the race card were the real racists, he said, and the protesters had an underlying agenda. So a few days later, 19-year-old Letcher Countyan Deja Hogg approached the lectern at a county fiscal court meeting, looked Judge Adams right in the eyes, and spoke.
I know COVID's going on right now, so just imagine there's no COVID, normal society, and imagine that you walk around and it's like you have to play.
Hogg is biracial, and Adams and every other county magistrate is white. Hogg gripped the lectern to steady herself and continued.
People look at you, and it's almost as if they stare too long, they breathe the same air, they're scared they're going to catch the plague. That is just a small, small glimpse of what it was like growing up here in Eastern Kentucky as a minority.
Letcher County is 98% white. Donald Trump got 80% of the vote in 2016. But it's also home to a progressive community that hosts drag shows and punk shows. It's got a solar-powered fire department and a thriving art scene. There are layers of complexity that often get lost in the media coverage of Trump country, but also in the polarized landscape of social media. Hogg is sharing her story, tearing open old wounds, as she calls it, after Judge Adams' comments ignited a debate across the county. People argued viciously in the Facebook comments, defending Black lives, defending Confederate statues, disputing whether looting was justified. Deja Hogg wasn't the only person who attended the meeting with county officials. She was joined by, among others, residents Tanya Turner, Nate Thompson, and Michella Phipps.
You made a lot of assumptions in that post. You assumed that none of us lived here. A man who was asking for my votes 2 years ago.
Anyone can say, well, I'm not racist, but at that point, then I have to ask him, do you really know what racism is?
Seeing people murdered on video, it's not just a problem somewhere else. There have been Black murders in Letcher County. And if you think otherwise, then you don't know our history.
Judge Adams looked uncomfortable as he listened to each speaker. He had tears in his eyes. When I spoke with him in his office a few days later, on Juneteenth, he apologized if he had hurt anyone.
I didn't realize there's as much tension locally as they are. I should not have brought what's national, going on nationally, and combined it with people wanting to speak out locally.
But Hogg says that's exactly why she's fighting, to convince people like Judge Adams that her experience in Whitesburg is connected to the experiences of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, whose killings sparked a nationwide reckoning. It's connected by the same forces that shape so much of Appalachian life: resource extraction, poverty, and being looked down on by outsiders.
And they don't want anything to be an issue, and so race kind of just gets swept under the rug, which is where you get the institutionalized racism.
Hogg doesn't know if Judge Adams really gets it, but she says the conversation was productive. For now, Hogg says, that feels like justice.
You know, this little town is making big moves, just like all these other places.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Whitesburg, Kentucky, and this is America Amplified.
That story is part of the America Amplified initiative. America Amplified is a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.